Jason, okay, it's now 3:30 in the morning, 8 hours after, 8 or 9 hours after a 20-ton truck full of helicopter bags full of geophones was seized next to the Skidoo Shack down kilometer 16 of Irving Road. What's happened over the last 8 hours, and where are we now?
Well, we seized these trucks, and we were hoping that we could take them down to our native reserve and start our negotiation tools with the Swan government. But we had our peacekeepers here, along with J Division native officers, negotiating with us, saying that this would happen, this will go down, and everything's going to be peaceful, which our part was really peaceful. But when it all came down to everybody leaving, everybody agreeing to the terms that they had, because it was a good term the first time.
What were those terms?
The terms were not blocking the road by the RCMP. Second terms were nobody were going to get charged. But right now, they're blocking the road, and I hear right now that I have like nearly 200 J Division officers are coming up here. So what are they coming up here for? Because the trucks are not here now, but they're still coming over. So that means they're coming over for us to be arrested. That means the peacekeeper and J Division negotiators kind of backstabbed us. And now that we're being backstabbed, now we are here at the ski lodge in Sam River, still holding the fort.
We're kind of holed up here right now.
Oh yeah, we are holed up. And it's like a house arrest. But if we can still make a statement now by standing up, but we need the people, and we need more people to come out and support the shale gas exploration to leave our district. And if we can get them, at least we can have this many numbers of people supporting us. They wouldn't be doing this to us anymore, because we had a lot of numbers today, but a lot of people left.
Now, just to be clear, from what I've seen, this went on for this prolonged period because what you wanted to do was have a three-hour ceremony. That was in relation to to pay deference to a ghost dance that was going on tonight as part of the Sundance ceremony, which is going on in El Sabuktuk. That was held up because the RCMP created a roadblock that would not let everybody who wanted to attend this ceremony come through, and also because they would also not let a pipe carrier come up so that a proper ceremony could happen. Is that pretty much what happened in your mind too?
Yes, that is exactly what happened tonight. We wanted the pipe carrier to come in here in respect of the ghost dance that's happening right now. And, you know, we only asked for the pipe carrier to come in so that we can do the ceremonial proper way without anything being bothered. But yet, they still didn't let our pipe carrier come in. They didn't let our people come in to come in and support and do the ceremonial purposes as we asked them to. And the ceremony didn't even last 3 hours. So I kind of say that they really screwed us over. So now I'm asking, let's all get together, let's unite, and let's all try to get shale gas to leave our New Brunswick. I'm asking the people right now, as a district war chief, and sitting beside me is the war chief himself, we are asking now, let's all band together, and let's protest so big that shale gas will have to leave New Brunswick. Because right now, I'm going to say no to shale gas still, and I'll still say no to shale gas tomorrow again. And I think it's time that we really did got together, natives, non-natives, because we are one, and we'll always be one, because our water is the most sacred thing in this world.
Do you think any of this has to do with being prepared in terms of a capacity or a number of people that were needed to make a stand? Do you think those people were here today?
The women were here today. That's what they only let the women come in to come and support us. They didn't let the men come in to back us up. And we needed the men. But they're so devious on what they do, and they're so corrupted because of the Swan paying them millions of dollars for them to protect them. And this is the taxpayers' money that's being used for the RCMP to protect Swan. Me, I think is our government should really open their eyes and realize how much money that they're spending for something that they're not even doing. They were supposed to uphold the law, and they were supposed to support us. But what happened today? What happened today, it shows that the RCMP and the peacekeepers are with Swan. And these peacekeepers are Ilzebuk to peacekeepers. So what happened there? My question would be now to Chief Aaron Sock. We really need you down here. And we really need your chief and council to come down here and support us. Without you guys, we are not getting nowhere. So I'm saying to you guys now, from me, Jason Oke, get down here and support us. Stop doing what you guys are doing and get over here. Plain and simple. No more bullshit. No more playing games. The women have been assaulted too many times. We, the Warrior Society, are here to protect the women. Warrior Society wants the chief and council to come here and support us too. We need you guys, and we will still stand for the ladies. We will still stand for Mother Earth, and we will still stand for our children, our elders, and the water that we have to protect.
Where do we go from here? There's police still all around. The SWIN trucks have all left. Do you count this as a victory that we're all safe? What happens when the sun comes up?
Well, when the sun comes up, we know it's a different day. But are we safe? I can't guarantee you that right now. But as a district war chief that's sitting here, I will still protect them, and I will still stand up for them. But there's only a few of us in here. I really need men to come down. I really need warriors to come down and stand with me and my war chief that's sitting right beside me. And if we can do this, that means we are united as one, unity as one, and protectors as one for our Mother Earth and water.
Okay, thanks a lot.